Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It is Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to yet another Real Country. Now, as spring racing fever strikes the nation this week, well, I thought, what goes hand in hand with horse racing? Well, country music. I don't know if that's right, but that's what I'm associating it with for the purposes of this show. We've got lots coming up on the show, hearing from Adam Brand. We've got some samples from Melinda Schneider's brand new album, which is very, very exciting. Social country, we still ask the question. This is the second week and the final week for us asking the question, what is the greatest country song you've ever heard? So we've got a couple of really, really interesting songs there, not to mention Troy Cassidaly, Jasmine Ray, and a whole heap more. You're going to absolutely love it. But one thing that you are going to love, as Liam Brew would say, girls with girlfriends. Here he is.
My buddy's girlfriend called me up. She said, I hear you just broke up with that girl who had your heart wrapped around her finger. She said, we're having a party tonight. Why don't you come over here about 9? I got a few single friends, and every one of them's a ranger. I showed up, she introduced me around. That's what you call helping a buddy out. I like girls with girlfriends. Never paid me no mind. Then one day she said, I found your type. It was a girl she knew from school that just moved back here. I drove over to pick her up. She said, is it okay if my roommates come? Well, that's like asking me if I like cold beer. Drawing you out to have a good time, or going out again Saturday night. I like girls with girlfriends. They know how to put a good word in. I'm riding high up in the saddle.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
We head out of town in a convoy of youths, covered in stickers and dirt. Ads go on, we're going off, the party for all we're worth. People say they can't figure us out, don't know what's going on. Play K-Sand, that's our song. We sure can't sing, but we all sing along. We're just having fun, we coming from? There ain't no fun till the work's all done and the weekend comes around. Going hard under the stars, music up, tailgates down. We don't forget what we stand for. Play K-San, that's our song. We sure can't sing, but we all sing along. We're just having fun, we ain't doing no wrong. And just so you know that where we're coming from. Song. We sure can't sing, but we all sing along. We're just having fun, we ain't doing no wrong. Oh, when somebody's down, you can count on folks like us, cause we'll get it done. So don't write us off, we're just having fun. Just so you know.
Coming from K-San, and I'm a big fan of the track. I like it very much. It's from the Revhead album, which is still doing all right. Floating around in the ARIA charts there, which is good to see. Great fella, Adam Brand. If you ever get a chance to see him live, he's great fun. And I'll tell you what, every year, I always look forward to his birthday bash down in Tamworth. Because he always comes out and does as his big birthday party concert thing that he does, because his birthday happens to fall during the Tamworth Country Music Festival. So always, if you are down there and you get a chance, it certainly is an experience and it's great fun. Something else that is an experience, while we're talking about great albums and great music and all sorts of things country related, is my website, realcountrymix.com. You're going to absolutely love it. There's a whole heap of country info there, and you can check out some of the video interviews that I've done with some of these artists. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, absolutely everywhere else in the known universe. And while you think about that, I'm going to tempt you with this tasty morsel right after the break. You can enjoy a couple of tracks from Melinda Schneider's brand new Life Begins at 40 album. You're gonna love it right after these words.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au. bensorensevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. realcountrymix.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back, Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And it is no secret that I'm a massive, massive Melinda Schneider fan. I just think she has the most beautiful voice, and she's had such an amazing career. And she's done so many wonderful songs, and she's compiled them all together in her new album, Life Begins at 40. Now, it's not just a compilation album. There are a couple of new songs in there, which I really, really love. This is the first one up today is one of the songs that I first heard when she was doing Doris, because it's actually in Doris So Much More Than the Girl Next Door, which, of course, is the show that Melinda has been touring around with. This is Your Eyes Could Never Lie. And of course, she's writing about her dogs. It's an amazing song. Here it is.
You're always there through rain or shine. You are no fair weather friend of mine. When I'm not all that I should be, you forgive so easily, and I knew it from the start that you would steal my heart and hold it till I die. Your eyes could never lie. A rare and precious quality. You're strong and faithful, wise and true. Hey, I could learn a lot from you. And I knew it from the start that you would steal. Suddenly make you a
Another great offering from Melinda Schneider. Now, don't forget, the song Wish You Were Here was actually co-written by Melinda Schneider and Michael Carr. And Michael Carr actually makes a guest appearance in the film clip. So it's definitely worth a sticky beak out. And you can head to Real Country Mix and check out my interview with Melinda very, very soon. So keep an eye out for that. The album, which is something else that you need to keep an eye out for, Life Begins at 40. It is the ultimate Melinda Schneider collection, and you are going to absolutely love it. It's over two massive CDs, and there's a whole heap of great stuff with Melinda's personality and flair thrown in there as well. Big fan of that. And also don't mind this next fella. He's in the studio recording some very exciting new music. It's Paul Costa. And this is one of my Paul Costa, I call them career songs, because I think this is really a shining beacon and some of the best work that that Paul's done. And I can't wait to hear the new stuff. But right now, this is Survivor 1932.
Paul says we take it all for granted. Says we haven't got a clue. You don't know what life's about until you've had to tough it out like we did in 1932. Struggled through the Great Depression. Got told there's no work here for you. To be knocked back time and time again brings out the best and worst in men. And that was life in 1932. Walk the bridge in celebration. Unveil the dog at Gundagai. Gallop and Peter Pan took the cup to Neverland. Of all that's fallen from hardship, we did what we had to do. Survive in 1932. Dawn for inspiration. Fallout showed the world what he could do. True heroes always seem to know just when we need them the most. Stone needed them in 1932. We walked the bridge in celebration. Unveil the dog at Gundagai. Gallop and Peter Pan took the cup to Neverland. Of all that's fallen from hardship, we did what we had to do. Survive in 1932. I know we have to look ahead. Those days are not long gone. Survive in 1932. for granted. So little time, so much to do. Hunger just goes hand in hand with chasing dreams and making plans. Survive in 1932.
Now, it's interesting to hear that the inspiration for Survivor 1932 actually came from a book that they saw in a bookstore. They didn't actually buy the book or read the book, but they flicked through it, and that's where the inspiration, the info on all the great things and not so great things that happened in 1932 came from. Isn't it amazing, those little chance meetings that, and those chance ideas that pop into your head that turn into fantastic songs? Anyway, more fantastic songs are on the way as we come back with Social Country. And we ask the question, what is the best country song ever? This is week two and the final week, so we've got some great ones there. But you'll be able to hear that and so much more after the break.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. I am Ben Sorensen. This is my Real Country, as we do every week at this time. It is time for Social Country. Now, this is where you get to have your say. You can request a song. Let me know what you're listening to and what you're loving on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. It is absolutely so brilliant for me to hear what you guys are loving. And the big question that we asked that I carried over from last week is, what is the greatest country song ever? Now, I know that's a pretty big call, and we've had heaps of requests. So I've picked out some very interesting ones here. Troy on Facebook made a great suggestion. Now, one of the great Australian artists that has been growing over her career is Catherine Britt. I think she's done really, really well. She's evolved beautifully as an artist, and her new album, Catherine Britt, has some great offerings on it. But Troy's taking us back to a younger Catherine Britt when she was doing some really great stuff. Then Hillbilly Pickin' Ramblin' Girl. Try saying that a few times fast after a few drinks. Well, here it is.
Since the day I was born, my mother used to say, pity the man that will carry you away. I never knew exactly why. It's just something that builds up inside. Yeah, I'm a hillbilly pickin'. Songs, not the ones they play today. Hey, 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 hey. No, I can't settle down. I'm moving way too fast. And yesterday's just another day that's passed. And never. Ramblin' girl, and I'm hanging in bars.
Now, again, this is my second call. If you want to be part of Real Country or Social Country segment on Real Country, all you need to do is head to our Facebook page or our Twitter page or our website, realcountrymix.com. Shoot me an email, leave me a post, and let me know what's going on in your world. What are you listening to? What are you loving? Just like Adrian did on Facebook, very, very cool song by Brad Paisley here, Whiskey Lullaby. Haven't heard this in a little while. But you know, I think that some of the, particularly Brad Paisley, I mean, he's an amazing player, but one of the great things is he's able to tell a story so efficiently and so effectively, and that's one of the reasons I love Whiskey Lullaby.
Put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger, drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. Thank you.
La 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 la.
Now it is time to put the whiskey down and help the grey matter along, because we've got a bit of a conundrum. This is a man coming up very, very soon who enjoys Crown Lager and Bundy Rum, and tweeted recently that he couldn't find one in Nashville. That's terrible. How can you be an Aussie in Nashville and not have your drink of choice? He's also married to the wonderful and entertaining Laurel Edwards. Now, if that doesn't give it away, I don't know what will. He's a fantastic bloke, and you could say that he's got a big, big love for his family. I wonder who it is. Well, I'll tell you right after the break.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back, Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country. Have you worked out who the artist is? Well, they're recording a new album over in the US, and they've got some great new songs, one of which I'm going to play right now. Now, let's go through it. Crown and Bundy, obviously, it's got to be an Aussie. Married to Laurel Edwards, big, big love. Well, the only person I know of that fits all of those categories is Troy Cassar-Daly. Now, he's a wonderful bloke and really, really great to chat to. And I love what he's doing with his new music. Now, the track that he's been recording, or the new track, is a song that I was first introduced to by Human Nature, of all people. They did an absolutely beautiful four-part a cappella version of this, and Troy's put his own country twist on it, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. The video clip's really, really cool too. This is Troy Cassar-Daly. People, get ready.
There's a train a-coming, picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith, keep that diesel humming. You don't need no ticket, just get on board. All you hopeless sinners, we've hurt all mankind just to save his own. Well, faith is the key, open the doors and bottom. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. Thank you. just get on board. All you need is faith. Keep that diesel humming. You don't need no ticket. You just get on board.
That's it. I hope you've enjoyed Real Country for another week. If that's not enough for you, don't forget you can keep in contact with me and the show via Facebook and Twitter. Not to mention our website, realcountrymix.com. Very important. You can definitely check it out there. We've got a couple of videos up, some of our video interviews that I've done with the artists. Not to mention our YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, get on there and check it out. It's a great way to keep up to date with all the video stuff that I'm doing with Real Country. Well, until next week, make sure you book it in because we'd love to see you right back on this very station for next week's edition of Real Country. Have a great week.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website. KylieJohnsEvents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit KylieJohnsEvents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.